Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And welcome back. I like being here with you. And I hope we can spend some more time together, at least for this last hour. Filling in for Tara. I think she is back tomorrow, so you will be able to spend some time with her there. But until then, Roger Davis, I really enjoy when I get to work with you. Good morning to you.
And same here. Good morning to you as well.
Can I tell you, this is one of the little things I like about Donald Trump. Did you see that he has installed 2 new flagpoles in the lawn of the White House?
No, I did not see that. No.
One, I think, on the north side and one on the south side lawns in order to fly more American flags. I love it so much. I love stuff like that so much.
Forest of flags. Yes.
Right. And he also paved over some of the grass in the Rose Garden. And people were like, how dare you do that? But I found out the reason was that he says, if you're a woman in heels, it's so hard to walk in the Rose Garden because you're sinking. Like it makes travel difficult. So he said, you know what? We had to make it easier for some of the women in heels to travel that way. So we're going to pave over it. But the fact that he's installing 2 giant flagpoles for the White House, to me, I love that so much.
Yeah.
That's one thing.
It's hard to argue that, but I'm sure the loyal opposition will.
You think they'll take it out?
I don't know.
Like in the future, they'll remove it.
They'll just call it unsightly or something like that.
Oh, man, just wait. You know, I'm sure it'll be American flags, something along those lines, maybe POW or whatever, but like they have on the rooftop. Yeah. But just imagine the flagpoles are there. Next president gets in, it's like super progressive. Let's hope that doesn't happen. Just wait until they put the pride flag up on one of those and the amount of controversy that'll come with it. So let's
restoring potting soil to the Rose Garden as well.
We're going to tear up. Yeah. No heels here.
Yes.
So there's an interesting free speech debate that's going on, and it's a real fascinating court case. And I think this hour we're going to look at a couple of different court cases, and we're going to look also at what's going on in Los Angeles. I got some more audio clips I want to play. But later in the hour, there's an organization called FIRE. They are the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression. And in Michigan here, there's a court case. They are representing 2 students who went to school with T-shirts on, or sweatshirts rather, and the sweatshirt said, "Let's go, Brandon."
Uh-oh.
They were punished by the school. This organization for free speech said, "We are going to fight for these kids because that expression is protected speech." So we're going to talk to the senior attorney, Connor Fitzpatrick, this hour to kind of get their argument and see where they think this is going to go. It's going to go in front of a judge this week.
FIRE. Which is, I like that. Yeah.
That's their name. They're freedom of speech advocates.
Yes. Okay. Hard to argue that.
Here's another, it's such an interesting thing if that should be allowed or not, because, you know, technically it's not a swear word.
No.
Now, you know the history of how that came about. It became like a meme because they were at like an auto race and people were chanting some, you know, not so nice things.
Yeah.
And the reporter thought the people were chanting, "Let's go, Brandon," well, when they were chanting something else.
That's what he said. So, whatever.
Right. So that became its own like funny meme that people took on the internet, and it kind of took off. So it people look at that as this is something that shouldn't be protected, even though it's like, okay, I've seen so much worse at other places and things said about Donald Trump that have been just basically allowed to roam free wherever they want. And you can roll your eyes at it and say whatever. But when these kids were punished at the school for wearing this, that's when this organization stepped in and said, "You're not treating them fairly because you allow all this other stuff in the school, but not this." Yeah. So it is a free speech issue. So I'm curious how they take it. But this is a different free speech issue. A federal court in Florida is going to consider whether a chatbot's output is First Amendment protected speech. So when we have these AI generators and people communicate with these computer programs where you type in something as the input and then the output comes with an answer or a response to what you just typed in, is that considered free speech? Or if they tell you something that could damage or hurt you, are they liable for that, for the output of that computer program? And a judge is going to look at that case. Do you think that these chat GPTs and this artificial intelligence, do you think that's protected free speech?
It's the question is going to be whether it is actually speech.
That's a good point. Can it even be considered speech? Yeah, it's just a...
Yeah.
When you think of speech, it's normally the expression that one human being has, and that's considered the speech. So it don't know if an expression from a computer algorithm constitutes speech or not.
It's a digital mechanical process, if you ask me. Yeah.
And if it's not speech, then that means they very well could be liable for the things that are said on it. Yeah. Right? Could they get in trouble? Like any other business would get in trouble.
Yeah. I mean, if you put it up on a neon sign on the side of your building, you know, you're probably violating several at least municipal statutes.
Yeah. So here's what the case was brought against the company by Megan Garcia, the mother of a 14-year-old who killed himself after conversing with a chatbot role-playing on a game franchise.
Oh, yeah.
So a professor emeritus, UCLA Law, shares examples of the conversations in the complaint. It's not good. Garcia alleges that the technology company deliberately designed their product to sexualize and deceive minor customers in engaging in explicit acts with them. Whoa. The complaint asserts that the company failed to warn the public of the dangers arising with this AI, including the specific dangers for children.
That's the
big part of the lawsuit.
You think that would be game over at that point? Wow. Okay. Right?
I hope and this is in Florida, so I think that might be friendly for the people that are complaining against the different AI companies, but this could really have some wide-ranging implications for other AI.
Yes, it could. And that's, you know, the challenges of AI cover a broad front, too, from, this is what it looks like is a revolutionary impact on U.S. society, from everything from government to business to, in some cases, even religion. It's going to be interesting to watch.
Do you find it troubling that some people are getting life advice from AI? Like they're asking them how to. Yeah. So some people joke, they said, you wouldn't walk into the DMV and ask them for advice on how to better yourself, right? You don't look for like them to find ways to like run your life. So I wouldn't trust AI to do that, but we do. Like people will ask them questions and they'll give them advice and they'll use advice to act, which just could be very dangerous because who's controlling that AI and the outputs? And what if they give you bad advice? Then who's responsible?
And the other thing is the incredible cost of the operation of data centers capable of handling AI traffic. You know, they're having to build resorting to nuclear power in the case of Amazon and some others just to supply the power needs of the data processing capacity to handle this amount of generation.
Right. That's amazing. A great amount of consideration and money that goes into putting this all together. So it's intentional, you know, the way that they're doing it. The opening paragraph of the complaint accuses the technology of launching their systems without adequate safety features and with the knowledge of potential dangers. Meaning what you're saying, they go through a lot of effort for this. Who's to say it wasn't intentional? It wasn't running the way it was designed to be.
Yeah. It's the process has to be, you know, technically, as the term is, the verb for that is massaged before it, as far as I can see, before it's regarded as intelligible communication, regardless of who you're talking to. So I think that's, yeah, and if they get a clear ruling out of that, it will be landmark.
It will be. And I'm sure these companies, by the way, are backed by some really powerful and rich people. So it'll be continued to go up the courts after that. But the federal court in Florida is considering that chatbot output First Amendment speech case. And I'm very interested in how that one turns out. All right, Roger Davis, it was a pleasure to work with you. And I always enjoy when I get to fill in and you're here. So I thank you for the time.
Already looking forward to the next one. You have a good one.
Oh, so are you working 4th of July as well? Are we going to be together?
Quite likely we'll meet again. See if the flags are still up at the White House.
Oh, let's hope so. And joining us a little bit later, like I mentioned, we're talking free speech. And Connor Fitzpatrick's the senior attorney at FIRE, the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression. He's representing two kids in court. When I say kids, they're school students who wore sweatshirts that said, quote, "Let's go Brandon," and they were punished at their school. So he's taking the school and representing these kids in court. So we're going to talk to him about that case, which sees a judge this week. Coming up after the break, a couple more clips about what's going on in LA and the riots that are there and some of the outrageous commentary coming from the left right now too. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Tara. Don't go anywhere. News Talk 98.9 WORD.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Got a couple of minutes here. I'm watching the live feed out of Los Angeles. And it's interesting because, you know, they're covering other things. It's not just all watching the reaction to the riots and the looting that happened yesterday. That's a pretty big one there. Overnight looting for the fourth day of anti-ICE protest in downtown Los Angeles. and the mayor there blaming the raids. It's nice of her to show up. I remember when the city was burning and she was on vacation and she couldn't be bothered. She's like, I can't be bothered to deal with this. I'm on vacation. So it's nice that she is even there. I guess that's the nicest thing you can say about the reaction so far. She's also telling people not to throw bricks and stuff at police. I guess that's nice of her to say those things. Not all Democrats have. But here's the very latest on Truth Social. Here's what Donald Trump said, quote, if I didn't send in the troops to Los Angeles the last three nights, that once beautiful and great city would be burning to the ground right now, much like 25,000 houses burned to the ground in L.A. due to an incompetent governor and mayor. Incidentally, the much more difficult, time-consuming, and stringent federal permitting process is virtually complete on the houses, while the easy and simple city and state permits are disastrously bungled up and way behind schedule. This is referring to the wildfires that went through and burned houses to the ground. It says they're a total mess and will be for a long time. People want to rebuild their houses. Call your incompetent governor and mayor. The federal permitting is done. So just trying to show you how things work when it comes to government in California, slow and over budget and standing in the way of people just wanting to restart their lives. So he's saying this is the same process you'd be going through if it wasn't for us sending in the troops. I think another 2,000 troops were sent in. And Donald Trump is set to address soldiers in North Carolina. LAPD says Marine arrival and operational challenge after hundreds deployed. Operational challenge, meaning maybe you're not used to directing that many people, so you don't know exactly the best way to use it. Is that the use of it? So continuing to watch this, and the protesters, you know, they sleep. So they also show up late in the morning. So there was the live feed we were watching last hour. There was no one out except for the National Guard and their armed Humvees trying to block certain areas off and trying to keep some order. So it's not complete anarchy of them going around doing whatever they want, burning and destroying whatever they want. Let's look at some commentary from the left and Tom Nichols regarding MSNBC. Let's see how they're reacting to this. I'm sure very reasonably.
You argue that the president is using the National Guard as bait. Can you explain what you mean by that?
Yeah, he's trying to draw the foul. He wants the protesters to become more violent. He wants them to swarm against the cops and the guard so that he can continue his narrative that America is this country that's suffering a foreign invasion and we're in the midst of chaos and everyone should be afraid and the only person that can save them is a strong man in the White House. I mean, Carol's right. He's been itching to do this.
But using that term foreign invasion, it's kind of interesting. I think at some point the Democrats are going to have to admit how many illegal aliens came into this country under Joe Biden. The low estimate, and this is the number that they point out, is 10 million. Now, that number is probably closer to 30 million. It could even be higher than that. Those that entered the country illegally during the Biden administration. That is a lot of people that you can't account for coming into the country. And these raids and things that are going on, you're not going to be able to counteract 30 million people from an open, flooded border in this short of amount of time. I understand you're not going to be able to reverse that. But with policies that discourage it and allow the process to play out while they sit in their homeland as opposed to living out the rest of their life without consequence in the United States, that's got to end too. So that's why we're going through this process of, if you're going to do this through the courts, you're doing it through the way of you applying from the outside, trying to get in, much like the people that entered the country legally throughout the years. I know MSNBC is, like, let's see, Maxine Waters. This is a good quote from CNN. Maxine Waters called in. Here we go.
Well, I was surprised at the way that the police chief was describing all of this. There have been no violence where anybody that was protesting hit anybody, shot anybody, threatened anybody. Nothing has happened.
Nothing has happened. No, there's nothing to see here. Nothing's happened in Los Angeles. That is the spin that they're putting on these riots. No, nothing's happened. What are you talking about? Nothing's happened. Same thing with MSNBC. This is how he refers to what he's watching play out. This is Eddie Glaude.
When they made everybody with the fugitive slave law, all of us had to, if someone...
Oh, I got to back up. I got to make it to the right spot. How about here?
Clear analogy. But when the nation, when these political factions divided the nation in between slaveholders and slave catchers, when they made everybody with the fugitive slave law, all of us had to, if someone escaped, all of us had to return that particular piece of property to these folk. With ICE running around L.A., forcing people to make choices, will they protect their friends, their neighbors, their family members? Will they confront these folk? And they're terrorized. You see people crying. You see babies crying. And these people come in here and do this. Man, what are they supposed to do?
All right, so this is MSNBC's Eddie Glaude, who says this is like the Underground Railroad. And people on TV are cheering for the slave owners to catch their slaves, which are the illegal immigrants in this country, as you're rooting on ICE to enforce immigration laws. That's his analogy. You are rooting for the slaveholders, and that's what he's accounting for you as someone that may have voted for Donald Trump. This is what he's talking about for law enforcement. You are the slaveholders in this scenario. If you think that MSNBC is worthy of your time, I just want to remind you, this is the stuff that they're consuming. They've lost their minds based on what's happening right now. And keep in mind, no one cut him off. No one tried to stop him. No one even interjected. Imagine what happens when Republicans go on networks like that. They can't even get two sentences out without them screaming over the Republican. And this is the stuff that they allow uninterrupted on their network. I just keep in mind, this is what you're getting. I think you kind of know what you're getting with those networks. Coming up after the break, we're going to talk to the senior attorney for FIRE, Connor Fitzpatrick, the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression. And he is representing in federal court, which start oral arguments this week, a First Amendment case against a school district who punished kids for wearing a sweatshirt that said, quote, "Let's go, Brandon." We're going to talk to him about that case coming up. I'm Ryan Recker filling in. Don't go anywhere on WORD.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And welcome back. And there's a free speech case that goes in front of the court this week, just a couple of days from now. It's a very interesting one. It's a First Amendment case involving a school that forbid two middle schoolers in Michigan for wearing sweatshirts with the anti-Biden slogan, "Let's go Brandon." Part of the argument is that a slogan without profanity is not profane. The school acted in a way that violated their First Amendment rights. And joining us is senior attorney for FIRE, who's representing the kids, the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression, Connor Fitzpatrick. Thanks for joining us here in South Carolina.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So I do want to talk about this case and what happened. Maybe we can briefly back up and talk about what happened and why this is looked at as a free speech violation.
Sure. So back in 2022, our clients who were students at a middle school in West Michigan wore sweatshirts to school with the "Let's Go Brandon" political slogan. They did not disrupt class. No teachers reported any classroom disruptions, and everyone simply went about their day. But a few months later, the school decided that they were not okay with the students wearing the sweatshirts. The school ordered them to remove them. And the basis for the order was not that the students had caused any disruption or that students were being distracted from their work or anything like that. It was that the school considers the political slogan to be profane, and therefore it ordered the students to remove the sweatshirts. And we consider that a violation of their right to freedom of speech.
And you're going to argue that in front of a court. So when you argue this, what do you want to happen? Ultimately, do you want to admit fault that these kids had their First Amendment violations?
So what we want is for the court to rule that as a matter of First Amendment law, this constituted protected speech and the school could not order the students to remove the sweatshirts. And this goes back to a major Supreme Court case back in 1969 called Tinker versus Des Moines. And in Tinker, that involved middle and high school students who wanted to wear black armbands to school in order to silently protest the Vietnam War. And in this major First Amendment decision, Tinker, the Supreme Court held that as long as a student is not disrupting the school day, they retain their First Amendment right to freedom of speech. And the reason for that is that America's public schools are designed to do more than teach reading, writing, and arithmetic. They're supposed to prepare the next generation of Americans. That means preparing them to be good citizens, not just good mathematicians. And so part of being a good American and part of getting a good American public school education, the court reasoned, is that you have to learn how to interact with different viewpoints. You have to learn how to express your own views, hear views from others that you might disagree with, and learn how to resolve those disagreements in a civil way. So political speech in school, as long as it remains non-disruptive, is an important part of an American education.
Right, and it's, you look at it too, and sometimes you see students that are punished for certain things. You know, I think a good example is, let's say an individual student brings a Bible in and they're told they can't read the Bible, and that's their own personal expression inside of a school, getting punished for maybe, you know, expressing some religious beliefs, even if it's just to them personally, and not even discussing it with anyone else. But going back to this one individual case, when you look at the way the school operated, I'm going to guess there were other political slogans and other things that were probably profane that were allowed in the school that were not punished when it came to the standard that were given to other kids. It was just this one particular message.
So the school here has really gotten hung up on the "Let's Go Brandon" political slogan and deeming it to be profane and what they called a code for using profanity against President Biden. But the problem with their argument is that these kids intentionally used a sanitized slogan in order to express their point. Now, we fully agree that students cannot go to school wearing a shirt that actually says F Joe Biden. You're not allowed to drop F-bombs at school. Everyone agrees with that. And that's true regardless of whether you're talking about the Green Bay Packers or you're talking about a political figure. You can't swear at school. We all agree with that. But what the school is saying here is that not only can we prohibit kids from swearing in school, we can prohibit them from any expression that might cause someone to think about a swear word. And there's no support in First Amendment law for that kind of censorship.
I think that's very interesting in the way it goes. So Is the argument from the school that they have control over the dress code so they can do whatever they want, is that basically their main defense?
That is sort of their main defense. And to be clear, that was the law before Tinker. It used to be more than 55 years ago, it used to be the law that schools had, you know, rather large degree of control over what students are and aren't allowed to wear. But the problem with that is public schools are still an arm of the state, which means that they need to respect the Bill of Rights and they need to respect the First Amendment. And the key fact that's important here is that these students were non-disruptive and the classes were not disrupted. So many of the hypotheticals we've heard of, well, what if a student wore a shirt that said this or that? If a student is engaging in conduct at school that is causing disruption to the lessons, that is causing people to not be able to focus on in class, teachers and administrators already have tools to deal with that under the First Amendment and under the Constitution. What we're dealing with here are students who are good students. They were following the rules. They were going about their day, and the school simply didn't like the message on their shirt, so it decided to ban it. That's what's not okay.
I'll tell you what was probably more disruptive in that school, because being in West Michigan, if someone walked in with an Ohio State jersey, I think that would be more disruptive than this sweater that said, quote, "Let's go Brandon." But going back,
I think you're probably right. Even though I think in this corner of West Michigan, it's probably a Spartan country rather than a U of M.
Okay, that works. Okay, so let's go back to what happened to these kids in the aftermath. So were they told not to wear these? Were they threatened if they wore them again with some punishment, or did they actually get punished?
So under the school dress code, repeated violations can constitute a suspension. So after the students wrote a letter through the parents to the school district asserting that this prohibition violated their First Amendment rights, and the school district responded with a formal letter saying, no, these sweatshirts are prohibited in the school district, you're not allowed to wear them. These kids, they're good kids, they're on the sports teams. They followed the school district's instruction. They didn't want to risk getting a suspension. And the point of this lawsuit is to get a ruling allowing these students to wear the sweatshirts at school as part of their constitutional right.
Yep. Is your hope kind of in the back of your mind? I know you might not be able to answer this. Let's say that you're victorious, that more kids start showing up just to show the school that, hey, we know that you lost this. You have violated our First Amendment. We're going to show you that we know that we're allowed to do this. I almost hope in a way that this kind of increases the amount of this type of attire.
So we're certainly not interested in spiking the football, or to use a Michigan football reference, planting the flag or anything like that. Our interest here is encouraging students, whether they're a Democrat, Republican, Libertarian, Green, or anything in between, to get involved in their community, to research politics, to, you know, find out what they believe, and if they want to feel comfortable wearing shirts that express their political beliefs to school. Sure, you're not allowed to swear, but these kids didn't do that. What they're being punished for is wearing a sanitized slogan. They intentionally wore a sanitized slogan to school, but they got punished anyway because the school was afraid about the thoughts that it might provoke.
Right. Do you mind holding on after the break so we can keep talking about this case?
Happy to.
Connor Fitzpatrick is one of the fire attorneys representing the students in a big court case that's happening. I guess the oral arguments start in a couple of days. So I want to talk about what happens next after the break. His organization is called FIRE. You can find them online. And they're a great free speech organization, the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression. We'll continue our conversation next. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Tara on WORD. Interesting case that's going through the courts now. After a school district in Michigan would not allow two middle schoolers to wear a sweatshirt with the slogan, quote, "Let's go Brandon." They're going to hear oral arguments in court about this week. And in defense of those kids, joining us, a senior attorney for FIRE, the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression, Connor Fitzpatrick. Thanks for holding on. I appreciate it. We got a couple minutes in. I want to talk about these oral arguments in a Cincinnati courthouse that's happening in a few days. So during this process, is it just you make your case, the school district makes their case, and the judge rules on it? Is that how this works?
Yeah, so we're up on appeal at the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals, and we'll be arguing in Cincinnati. So we'll present our argument. The other side will present their argument, and then I'll have an opportunity for a rebuttal. The argument will be heard by three federal court judges from the Sixth Circuit, and then the court will issue a written opinion ruling for one side or the other.
How long do you think before you get that written opinion?
I hope it's soon, but depending on the depending on how many other cases are on the judge's plate and whether there might be multiple opinions, it could be multiple months.
I was going to say, I mean, those kids probably don't even fit into these sweaters anymore. They grow so quick, but we have a school year coming up in a few months. Do you think it'll be before the start of the school year?
Just based on my experience in appellate courts, I think that's probably a bit too aggressive of a timeline. We'd love to get a quick decision, but we also, you know, fully respect and understand just how much work is currently on the federal docket right now.
Sure. This is a lot of work to defend two middle school students to wear sweatshirts. Why do you think this is important to take stands like this?
Every violation of constitutional rights is important. If we look back to the last century plus of First Amendment law in the United States, so often it's been single individuals or small groups who stand up for their constitutional rights, and that leads to major First Amendment decisions from federal courts of appeal and the Supreme Court that protect all of us. One of the major Supreme Court cases of the last 50 years is a case called Cohen versus California. And that involved one man wearing a jacket with a message to a city courthouse. And that has been one of the watershed First Amendment cases of the last half century. So everyone's constitutional rights, every one of your listener has constitutional rights. They matter. And when they're violated, they can be vindicated in court and hopefully protect the entirety of the United States.
You know, someone, we only have a couple minutes. Someone texted in a question for you. And they wanted to get your take on this. They said, ask him about a shirt that would say, quote, there are only two sexes. Would that shirt also be protected, you believe?
So that's a really interesting example, because there was the Supreme Court just denied a cert on a case involving a shirt saying there are only two genders. And the court decided not to take the case and let the lower court decision upholding a ban on those shirts stand. Now, full disclosure, the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression, FIRE, where I work, we filed an amicus brief supporting overturning the lower court's decision and urging the Supreme Court to take that case. It didn't. So we view that case as being wrongly decided. We view that those shirts are protected by the First Amendment unless there's disruption. But the lower court decision upholding a ban on those was allowed to stay in place.
That's good. Okay. I'm glad they texted that sort of decision in there. You know, I look at, so the way that this phrase, let's go Brandon, has come into pop culture, it became a meme. I think people understand that it kind of took off because it was a meme. I think that plays a part into it. I think another part of it is, this is one of the arguments that you make, it's not profane. You can use it on broadcast television. You can use it on broadcast radio. It doesn't break any laws, and the laws for the FCC are based on community standards. So it doesn't break any community standards, even by that test. I think you have a strong case. I wish you luck in this, and I hope that you're able to defend this properly and get the right outcome. I think there is a lot on the line here.
I think there is, too. And I think what this case needs is a healthy dose of common sense. If you go to a stadium, or if you go to a Chuck E. Cheese and there is a sign on the wall saying no profanity, we all know what that means. You're not allowed to swear. But what the school is saying here is that not only can we prohibit you from swearing, which no one disagrees with, we can stop you from saying anything that we think means a swear word or that will cause a student to think about a swear word. Our First Amendment is not so brittle.
Yeah. So I want people to know where they can find your organization, FIRE, the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression. Where can they look for you?
They can find us online at thefire.org. And if they go there, they can read all about the various cases we have. And we do a significant amount of speech protecting, for a significant amount of work protecting free speech on college campuses, which has been rather under attack over the last decade or so. So we'd be more than happy for them to look at our website and can consider supporting us.
Great. The Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression. I think you can live stream this if people are really interested to see how this case turns out, so they can dip in and see some of your arguments. I'm looking forward to it. And Connor Fitzpatrick, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We really appreciate your time.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, I'm Ryan Recker, wrapping up the show, filling in for Tara. I hope we get a chance to do it again. I believe she's back tomorrow. If you want to find me at Ryan Recker on Twitter, Ryan Recker Radio on Facebook, go find it on there. You're listening to WORD. Have a great day.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.